Proverbs 19. Better is a poor man that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that a person be without knowledge is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet maketh false steps. The folly of man distorteth his way, and his heart is irritated against Jehovah. Wealth addeth many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness shall not be held innocent, and he that uttereth lies shall not escape. Many court the favor of a noble, and every one is friend to a man that giveth. All the brethren of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words. They are not to be found. He that getteth sense loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be held innocent, and he that uttereth lies shall perish. Good living beseemeth not a fool, how much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man maketh him slow to anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's displeasure is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Jehovah. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and the idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his soul. He that is careless of his ways shall die. He that is gracious to the poor lendeth unto Jehovah, and what he hath bestowed will he repay unto him. Chasten thy son, seeing there is hope, but set not thy soul upon killing him. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Many are the thoughts in a man's heart, but the counsel of Jehovah that does stand. The charm of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Jehovah tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall rest satisfied without being visited with evil. A sluggard burieth his hand in the dish, and will not even bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Reprove the intelligent, and he will understand knowledge. He that ruineth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction which causes to stray from the words of knowledge. A witness of Belial scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked swalloweth down iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of the foolish.